Can you talk about those three major options in postmenopausal women, tamoxifen, an aromatase inhibitor, and Faslodex or fulvestrant, in terms of how they work and sort of how well they work and what their side effects are?
In the metastatic setting, studies have compared in the first line setting tamoxifen to the aromatase inhibitors, and the aromatase inhibitors are superior, give you higher response rates, longer duration of response. Studies have compared the aromatase inhibitors to fulvestrant, and there seemed to be equal efficacy between the aromatase inhibitor and fulvestrant with similar toxicity. So clearly we have a variety of options, and there's no perfect option. The option really depends on what the woman has had, and then really what her choices are in terms of whether she's willing to have intramuscular therapy once a month with fulvestrant, or whether she's someone who really is more focused on an oral agent daily.
Can you talk about the mechanism of action of the three?
The mechanism of action is very different. Tamoxifen is an estrogen receptor modulator. It binds to the estrogen receptor and blocks estrogen's activity on the estrogen receptor. Fulvestrant is actually very similar to tamoxifen in that it too binds to the estrogen receptor, but it has the added quality of downregulating the receptor, leading to decreased expression of the receptor. So there may be a suggestion that it may have some enhanced activity, although clinically we haven't yet seen the studies that have demonstrated that. And then we have the whole other group of agents, the aromatase inhibitors, that actually block estrogen production through peripheral conversion to estrogen. And there's some agents that differ in their mechanism of action within that. So the aromatase inhibitors are somewhat different. There's anastrozole, there's letrozole that are reversible, and there is aromicin or exemestane that is irreversible. Whether that differentiation in mechanism really leads to any clinical differences, I think, is yet to be determined.
One of the things that's interesting about fulvestrant, unlike the other endocrine agents, there's been a lot of discussion about the dose and whether to use a loading dose. Can you kind of review that?
There has been some debate or concern as to whether the dose that we are currently using for fulvestrant, the dose that's FDA approved, which is 250 milligrams monthly, is an adequate dose, knowing that the time for steady state for this drug is quite long. So you actually may not see the desired response for 3-4 months or longer. So based on that debate, there have been a couple of trials that have been ongoing looking at the concept of loading doses, giving 500 milligrams on day 1, day 15, and then beginning the 250 on day 28 and monthly thereafter. And there's been another trial looking at a variation of that. We don't have data from those trials yet. It is exciting to think that we may have a different way of loading that drug, that we may have an ability to get a response earlier. I'm currently not doing that in clinical practice because we don't have the data to say that that's clearly the case, and I don't know that insurance companies would be too willing to provide that.